services, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Great to have you along tonight, where our two families are going to have a lot of fun battling it out for some big money. And tonight, our champs could also take home that brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. So let's meet them now. On their fifth night from Victoria, the Hodge family! Because night five is...
fun?
Car night!
Yay! Who have you brought along with you?
My boyfriend, Jacob. My auntie Lucy and my dad, Jason.
Best of luck to you guys tonight. And ready to take them on from South Australia, the Dean family. Hi, Gary. Gary's a cool guy and a very brave man because he's wearing pink on television. Quite comfortable with
it. You've got to do what you got to do.
Ah, that's what the ladies want. Who have you brought with you?
So this here's my lovely wife, Kim. These are my two sisters, Michael and brothers, Michael and Paul.
It's going to be like that, is it?
It's going to be like that.
It's going to be like that tonight, yeah! Team captains, let's play the feud. One pink shirt and two brother gags already down, and we're only like 30 seconds in. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something people stuff. Maddie.
Stockings?
That's cool. Oh. Gary.
Their mouths. Stuff food, you know?
Yeah, what about a mouth? Not bad. Pass or play?
We pass.
You're going to pass. You're only going to play. There's the new kids over there just going, no. How's this for a tactic? They can have this one. Jacob, something people stuff.
Well, just after Christmas, we had a nice turkey.
Yeah, cool. Good man. Lucy, how about you?
A chicken.
Stuff a chicken. Yeah. Yeah. Something people stuff, Jason.
A stuffed toy. Yeah.
Let's give it a shot. There you are. Say, for instance, hypothetically, if you won the car tonight, you bagsing it?
I would like to, but we'd have to fight over it, I think.
Seven family roster, that's cool. Something people stuff.
Their handbag.
Let's try it. First try. Jacob, is your handbag stuffed?
No. My teddy is.
Your teddy is? You going with teddy bear?
Stuffed teddy.
Let's try it. No, second strike. Dean's could steal, so time for them to have a think. Lucy?
An animal, like taxidermy?
Yeah, that's not too bad. Let's see if the survey agrees.
Yeah. I think a cushion.
Yeah. Some solid play from our carryover champs. Two left on the board, Maddie.
You might stuff your pillow.
You might stuff your pillow. Just not quite firm enough, this pillow. I might just get some more and just jam it in there.
Yep. Big puffy one.
Yep. Don't know whether you detected from my sarcasm that I wasn't expecting that to be on the board. Jacob.
Yeah.
Come on, tonight is the night of nights. You can win this wonderful family who've delighted the whole country for the last 4 nights. You can win them a car, Jacob. Do you imagine how popular you'll be with the in-laws then?
I have to go with the boot of the car.
You would stuff the boot of your car?
When you go camping, you stuff
it. Just load it in there.
Load it in.
Just, you stuff it full of stuff. No! Jacob loses it for the entire family. Oh, that's awkward. Paul.
I think a suitcase.
Michael.
Up.
Pardon? Yeah. Up. Oh, your stuff up. Literal thinking. Good. Kim.
Pockets.
Pockets. Excellent. Gary, some wonderful options from the Dean family.
They were, weren't
you
they?
Might have sledged them, and boy, you got them a beauty at the start of the show, but gee, they delivered then.
They did, like, a bit of pressure, but I'm going to go with suitcase.
You're going to go with suitcase. audience seems to think you're on a winner there. Let's try it for the first points of the night. They go to the Hodge family, who's playing for the car. Takes them to 80. Number 7 was... What? Really? Did we survey everybody on the set of MasterChef? 80 points is a nice advantage for the Hodge family on night 5 when they're playing for the car, and that's exactly what they'll get if they become champions tonight, a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably and it's packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. What do you put in a bath to make it more fun? The answer when we come back on The Feud in just a minute. Edging ever closer to driving home in a brand new car. They could do that tonight. Now, before the break, I asked, what do you put in a bath to make it more fun? And the top answer was...
Bubbles!
Bubbles. Jacob, Kim, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Besides a horse, name something you see at the races. Jacob.
Hats.
Hats. Top answer. You certainly know when to start delivering, don't you? Night 5, top answer. Nice work, Jacob. Lucy?
A jockey.
You see a jockey at the races. Yeah.
A bookie.
You see a bookie. Bookie's good. Besides a horse, name something you see at the races.
People in dresses.
People in dresses. In all manner of clothing. Jacob.
Maybe alcohol.
You might see it at the races. Besides a horse, name something you see at the races, Lucy.
A saddle.
You might see a saddle on a horse at the races. Two strikes. Dean family could steal. Jason.
I think fashion on the field.
Fashion is always the most talked about thing other than the horses. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Two strikes down, Matty. 3 left on the board. What are they?
You'd see a race.
You'd see a race? Yeah. Let's try that. It's over to the Dean family. Paul, what would you say, mate?
I would say a stable.
Michael.
Trainer.
Kim?
A racetrack.
Gary?
Yeah.
How are you going to play this?
I'll go with the obvious one, and it's a racetrack at the races.
Yeah, a racetrack. Racetrack. Yeah, that's what you'd see. Besides a horse, name something you'd see at the races. A track. Yeah. Let's try that for the Dean family. Is it on the board?
Yeah!
Yeah, it is! Welcome to the game, Deans! Puts them into the lead on 90, number 8. Could also be at a racetrack as such. So it's a close one right now. Only 10 points in at the Hodge family have now been overtaken by the Dean family, who are on 90, 10 points in front, but double points time right now. Give me Lucy, give me Michael, let's go. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. What's something you burn? Lucy.
Toast.
Toast. No. Michael.
Food.
Let's see food on the board. Pass or play? Good play. The founding member of the One Ton Club. What's the One Ton Club?
It's our little indoor soccer team, and we go to like pub trivia and stuff like that. And there's a few little rules we have to have. You have to either weigh over 100 kilos, be over 6'2" or have a size 12 foot. And it's just all these little variations we've made. So, yeah, just to celebrate our overweightness.
I love it, it's cute, but it means I can't join in any way.
If you put, like, big shoes on...
If I wear clown shoes?
Yeah, if you wear big shoes,
let me in?
If you came out with us for a while, I reckon you could crack 100 kilos.
It's a full sensory experience, your get-togethers, are they?
Yeah.
What's something you burn, Paul?
I'd say wood.
It burned me. Yeah. I love that. Family is the Dean family, Gary?
Exceptional, I would say.
Arrogant.
Arrogant, potentially arrogant. Kind, warm, gentle, you know. Actually, that was a lie. I've lied to your face here, I'm sorry.
Something you burn.
Something I burn. Rubbish.
Rubbish? Let's try that. First strike, Kim. Help us out here. Something you burn.
I would burn a candle.
Yeah. Let's see if it's on the board. Yay! Michael?
Incense.
Good. Is it there? Two strikes.
Paul.
Leave.
Burn.
Leave. But leave from the trees that have fallen down. You might burn them to...
Let's try it. Oh, that was a beauty. Third strike. Hodge family. Jason.
You burn a match.
Lucy.
Clothes when you're ironing them.
Do you, Lucy? Jacob?
You burn a match.
Burn a match. Maddie?
You burn a match.
We're going with match?
Yep.
Let's do match! Oh. Hey, Dean family got some points. Takes him to 222. Number seven. Finger.
Calories.
Money.
Paper.
Paper is also on the board, so it's 80 to 222. The Dean family stretch out in front on night five when the Hodge family are playing for the car. Look, do you want more Family Feud? Well, then just head to 10 Play where you can watch highlights from the show and the bits that don't make it to where as well. Plus, you can also play the official Family Feud game. How much more do you want? Triple points when we come back on the Feud. Stick around. Everybody, wow, our carryover champs are on their fifth night, and as we all know by now, fifth night is car night. They're trailing on 80 points because the Dean family are blitzing at the moment. 222 right now. It's the family gets to 300 points in this round. We'll go on to the fast money round and the car if it's the Hodge family. We're playing for triple points now. Give me Jason, give me Paul, let's go. We surveyed 100 people and the top eight answers are on the board. Apart from dieting, name something you can do to look thinner. Jason?
Sauna.
You can hop in the sauna. Yes. No. Oh.
You can wear those Spanxy thinning down. You know, the undies that constrict everything in.
No? So what do you mean?
I don't know what they...
Whatever Paul said. I like the way he pretended to not really know what they were.
He's got three pairs at home. He's like,
I'm wearing some now.
Apart from dieting, name something you can do to look thinner.
To look thinner, well, you can run.
Yeah, exercise, run.
That's
yeah.
right.
Not bad. Apart from dieting, name something you can do to look thinner.
You could have liposuction.
Yeah. It's kind of cheating, but yeah. No, first strike. Early days. Michael.
You could wear black.
While we're on this question, what kind of athlete are you? What do you call yourself?
It's a fathlete.
You're a what?
A fathlete.
What's a fathlete?
Well, it's someone that's fat but still plays sport and tries to do things they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And that's what I am.
Right, cool, you're just embracing it.
Yeah.
What about wear black, says Michael? Good thinking. Apart from wearing Spanx, apart from dieting, name something you can do to look thinner.
You could use soft lighting in photographs. You know, like, yeah.
It's going to extremes, yeah. But yeah. Second strike. Hodge family could steal, and boy, they need to, unless you can stop them, Gary.
I think I've got the wear skinny jeans. So just tuck yourself in, you know.
Let's try it. Third strike. Hodge family, you need this. Jason, what do you got?
I think go to the gym.
Lucy?
Go to the gym.
Go to the gym. Jacob?
Yeah, go to the gym.
You're too afraid to come up with your own answer at the moment, aren't you? It's a lot on the line right now. That's okay. There's three people going with the one answer here. Do you concur or have you got something of your own, Maddie?
I'm going to have to say go to the gym.
Go to the gym. You're currently sitting on 80. They're on 222. You get to 300, you got a car. It's that simple. You ready to try for it? What about gym? Congratulations, Dean Bentley. They become brand new champs. Number 8. 10. Vertical stripes.
It's close.
Fire shop. Just suck in. Oh, man, Maddie. Jacob. Lucy. Jason. Wow. Dean family, I hope you feel bad. Congratulations on being champs, but I gotta say, you were so close! So close!
Never mind.
Look, wasn't the car tonight, but the good news is he will be taking home $13,450 from your time here on the Feud. So well done. You'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game as well. So well played for five stunning nights, Hodges. They are the Hodge family, everybody. Deans, let's go. Fast money. Who's doing it? Right. Righto, boys. You're new to this bit, but are you a little bit excited at being crowned brand new champs?
Yeah.
Just a touch. Yeah. Just a touch.
You reckon you've settled into the groove enough to handle fast money?
Guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yes, we will. Head back to our soundproof booth. We do it next. $10,000 in fast money on the Feud. Don't go away.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud, so let's see if the Dean family can now win some cash. If you and Michael get 200 points or more between you, you're $10,000 richer. Michael's, you don't have to copy me.
All right.
Michael's in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers at the moment. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time and the clock starts at the end of the question, the first question. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. 20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Gary. Name something people do to cool down when they're angry.
Swim.
Name something you might treat yourself to.
Chocolate.
What do people lie about in a job interview?
Work experience.
Name something you might find on a boat.
Sail.
Give me a word that rhymes with time.
Rhyme.
I see what you did there. Ooh. I see what you did. Hey? Good work. Let's go. Yeah. That seemed to go okay.
Yeah.
Name something people do to cool down when they're angry. I think you took the cool down bit quite literally.
Sorry.
Because you said, I swim. Is that what you do?
Yep, exactly what I do. Every time.
Survey says. Name something you might treat yourself to. You said, chocolate. That feels pretty good. Let's try it out. Survey says, 28. Yeah. That's better.
Thank you.
What do people lie about in a job interview? You said, work experience. Survey says. Yeah. Yes.
Get it done. There we go. Now we're back.
That's awesome. Name something you might find on a boat. You said. Sail. If it's a sailboat. Mm-hmm. Survey says. Nice. Uh-huh. We're close to the 100.
Right, that's right.
Give me a word that rhymes with time. You said. Rhyme. Tricky. Mm-hmm. Well played. Mm-hmm. Survey says. Yeah, over the 100. Awesome. Head back to family. Let's clear the ball. Hey, mate. Good to see you. You need a total of 94 to get $10,000. So he's done more than half the work, which is brilliant. Yeah. That's what you need him to do. If the first player can get you over the 100 mark, yay, you're in the game. This is good.
All right.
You excited? You amped?
Fairly nervous.
That's all right. Why? What could possibly go wrong?
It probably cost them 10 grand, they'll tease me.
Yeah, it possibly could happen. You never know, but let's think of the positives right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you the same five questions, and as you're the second player, it's a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again, OK? Can we remind everybody of Gary's answers and 25 seconds in the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Michael. Name something people do to cool down when they're angry.
Take a cold shower.
Name something you might treat yourself to.
Beer.
What do people lie about in a job interview?
Their qualifications.
Name something you might find on a boat.
A fishing rod.
Give me a word that rhymes with time.
Mime.
Pretty smooth. Pretty smooth. Let's go. In the hot seat, I might add.
Nah.
Name something people do to cool down when they're angry. You said cold shower. You guys really like to get wet, don't you? Here you go, I'm so angry now, I'm gonna have a shower. I'm gonna wash all this anger away. Is that what you do?
Oh, just that was the first thing that came to my head.
So funny.
Survey says.
Go for a run or a walk is the top answer to that question.
Do I look like I'm going for a run?
Well, the second top answer was just take a deep breath. Okay. Name something you might treat yourself to. You said beer.
Yep.
Survey says two. Yeah. Two. Chocolate was the top answer. So well done, Gary. Massage was the second top answer. Mm. What do people lie about in the job interview? You said qualifications. Survey says 23. Okay. Gary had the top answer of work experience. So we now need 67 from the final two answers, which is doable to get you guys $10,000. Name something you might find on a boat. You said fishing rod. Cold chow, beer, fishing rod. You are living the dream, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't really go fishing, though.
No. Let's see how it goes as an answer. Survey says... Oh. Eight. Life jacket was the top answer. So we need 59 from this final answer. Give me a word that rhymes with time. You said... Mime. Can you mime?
Nah.
No. Can I do any sort of this gear?
Nah, that's it. That's as far as I go.
You're right, you can't do it. is there 59 or more in this final answer for 10,000? It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It'd be all right, wouldn't
Let's give it a shot. Survey says... Oh, 158, not a bad try, Michael, on your first attempt. The top answer was lie. So not $10,000, but they do get $10 for every fast money point. So that's a little something nice, and they come back tomorrow night for another shot of $10,000. I'm Grant Daniel. Good night, Australia.